A report now from your two councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Council structure and finances. At the last full council meeting of 2019, four motions were passed relating to the most appropriate governance models and structures for SODC, taking into account both the importance of local democracy and decision making and the need to be financially sustainable and cost effective. The previous position had been to support a single unitary authority for the whole county, but more recent thinking indicates that this would be too large an area to provide effective governance and would lose the close connection that SODC has with its residents. We therefore voted to withdraw support for this approach and look at the issue again. Secondly, it has become very clear to us since the elections last May that the council is in a poor financial position. This is the result of a combination of factors, including central government cuts and the decision of the previous administration not to increase the SODC portion of the council tax over several years. As a result, there is a gap of about £3 million between our income and our expenditure every year. Clearly, this is unsustainable. In addition to working very hard to create a responsible and sustainable budget for the coming few years, Council has now also asked officers to explore the implications of a full merger with the Vale of the White Horse and to bring their findings back to a future meeting. Thirdly, a motion was passed to emphasise that while we support the concept of regional and county planning for biodiversity and environmental sustainability matters, as well as for public transport infrastructure, we believe that all decisions relating to site selection for employment and housing developments should be made by the local planning authority, i.e. SODC. Finally, a motion was passed to consider of a move to a committee-based structure, as opposed to the strong cabinet one, would be a more effective system of governance for the council, although much will depend on whether we decide to merge the two councils. And now, support for safer cycling in South Oxfordshire. Everyone knows that cycling and walking are healthy, climate-friendly modes of transport, but many are put off cycling due to the poor state of our cycling infrastructure and the perceived or actual danger of competing with cars on our narrow roads. Forcing cyclists and pedestrians to share inadequate pavements is equally unsatisfactory. The only way to change this is to take a much more joined-up approach to the development of a strategic active travel network and to prioritise cycling and walking in planning policy and implementation. A motion to this effect was passed by Council, and we will now collaborate with the County Council to ensure that cycling infrastructure is properly prioritised across our district. We are both very keen cyclists, so we were delighted that this motion was passed unanimously.